We are joined by the head football coach at Wisconsin. Sixth season as Badgers head coach. He is a two-time Big Ten Coach of the Year. He is the third coach in modern Big Ten history to win at least 50 games in his first five seasons. He has led Wisconsin to three divisional titles and four bowl wins. Wisconsin is 2-0. They're number 10 in the AP poll, and they've got a big one coming up on Saturday. They are ranked 10th. They're at number 19, Northwestern. And that game is a 3:30 p.m. Eastern start. Paul Christ is my guest. Paul, it's great to have you back. How are you?
Good, Jim. How are you doing?
Good, good. Listen, before we get into the win over Michigan and the preparations for Northwestern, take me inside. How are you doing personally, and how is the vibe around the program, considering this is such an unusual year?
It's doing well. And, you know, obviously, it's for everyone, it's been a unique year, and certainly has been for our team. But I'm proud the way everyone's just kind of worked through it all and kind of rolled with it. And it sure was great to be able to get back on the field last week and playing and getting ready to play a really good Northwestern team. But personally, I'm doing real well, and that's driven because the group's doing well.
Paul Christ is joining us. You know, you did not look like a team that had not played a game in 3 weeks. I mean, you might tell me, Paul, that it was not a perfect game, but you sure look sharp and you look crisp. How were you able to play that focused and that sharply after such a long layoff?
You know, I give a lot of credit to, you know, our players, and they, you know, we knew when we had a chance to come back that we had to kind of accomplish a couple of things. One was just get back into the rhythm of playing, and I thought they did a really good job of just kind of being in the moment and enjoying that. And then I thought our coaches did a nice job of giving them a plan that certainly fit well against Michigan, but more importantly, was one that our players really knew well, and they could go out and execute. Because you know that when you go into a game and there's going to be emotions involved, especially when you go to Michigan, and so it was a good approach by everyone, and it helps when you open up, and we got two takeaways early and able to capitalize on those. But I think a lot of credit just to the individuals, just kind of being in the moment and making the most out of it.
We're talking Badger football. Wisconsin head football coach Paul Christ is my guest. You know, when you talk about staying within yourself and staying in the moment, what about your young quarterback, Graham Mertz? He threw for a couple of more touchdowns against Michigan. Of course, he had that monster game in the opener. He tested positive for COVID. He's come back from it. What has he shown you in the way he's handled everything that has come his way this fall?
I think you're kind of in that question. It's just that how he's handled it. And it's been certainly, you know, no player and, you know, quarterback doesn't do it on his own. But I've loved his approach and just kind of been in the moment. And, you know, the first game, his first start, and I thought he had really good poise and, you know, wasn't kind of too high and nothing really, you know, he was not tested a lot. And then I thought he did a nice job the Michigan game when things didn't quite go as well as he'd like or something went askew. Whether it was, you know, him or just, you know, with the play, he just kept his poise. And I think that's the best part that he's done. And I thought he handled himself that way kind of when he was coming back off of the COVID and sitting and being out. And so I've just appreciated the way that he's kind of worked through each day, and it's been fun to be a part of.
You know, on top of that, Paul, I like the way you put it. You had also made the point that you're never quite sure how somebody's going to react in their very first start, but you thought he was, quote, himself, and so he's been himself, and this is partly, to me, what makes him so unique. Like, if you were to go back, when he was being recruited, what did you see in him that let you know that he could be special, that he might be an outlier?
You know, we thought he was really talented, but then I think one of his best qualities is he really does connect with people and his teammates. And I think, you know, last year he did it when he wasn't playing a lot. And before that he was doing it, you know, while we were still recruiting him and he was recruiting the rest of the class. And so I think that he does care about this team. And I think he's got, obviously, has confidence in himself, but it's not wrapped up in himself. He extends himself and he'll work at things. And so I think that's a pretty good combination of attributes that he has.
Wisconsin head football coach Paul Chryst is joining us once again. You know, Paul, it was not long ago where it looked like there might not be a Big Ten football season at all, and I could kind of hear it in your enthusiasm when we talked about what it was like to be on the field. What does it mean, though, to have it back? Do you find that you and the players and your coaches appreciate it even more now?
Yeah, I mean, if there's ever a year, you know, and we talk about it all the time, that you've got to value the opportunity that you get. And it was, in many ways, you know, kind of as you go and approach it, you're wondering, are we going to have a season? Then we're going to have it. Then it's taken away. And so I think that that's what I've appreciated from this group is that, you know, no matter what's come their way, they're going to kind of see through it. And then when we do get a chance to play, you're grateful for that. And I think that that gratefulness has to be then reflected in how you approach it and go out and work. And there's a little bit of a kind of a going out for recess mentality. You know what I mean? It's not something that's just automatic and given to you. And you know, you talk about that a lot with guys that maybe come off of injury, but I think everyone's getting a sense of it. And you want them to hold on to that because there is nothing kind of guaranteed about it. And the one thing that guys in this team care about each other, and they want to play. They care about the game, and they want to play the game, but they want to play with each other, and that's what's been most enjoyable at this point.
You know, clearly, as head coach, that's pretty much all you can ask for. When I said to you, Paul, at the top, how are you doing personally, you said, well, the group is doing well, so I'm doing well. At one point, and I appreciate that, at what point you did test positive for COVID, what was the experience like for you?
You know, it was really, it was one of those that kind of throughout this whole COVID, I didn't want any player, to feel guilty about getting it. And, you know, there's so many different ways that you can get it. And obviously, you know, we all know that there's things you can do to, I learned a new word this year, mitigate, right? And keep it at risk. And I thought our guys were doing that. And then when I got it, you felt like you let everyone down. And I didn't have one symptom. It was strange because I know I was told that I had it, but fortunately, I didn't have one symptom. And really, you know, I'm knock on wood that everyone on our team, you know, we've kind of had a variant of symptoms, but everyone's kind of gotten through it. And so I am thankful for that.
I learned a word, too. A word this year, insidious, man. It speaks to how insidious that disease is. You can do all the right things and do your very best, and it just doesn't discriminate. The virus does not care, is what I'm saying.
Right.
The virus does not care. So finally, Paul, you got Northwestern coming up. You've called them, quote, one of the best defenses in the country. When you look at them and you look at this game, what are the elements you're most focused on?
You know, I think it comes down to when you play a really good football team, which I think Northwestern is, and I think they do a great job. You got a lot of respect for Pat Fitzgerald and their coaching staff, and most importantly, their players. And they execute and they play the game the way it should be played. And so when you play a team like that, you've got to earn everything that you get, whether it's, you know, every yard that you gain offensively or every stop that you can make defensively or anything that happens on special teams. You know, so the execution and the execution by all 11 on each play is so important. That's what makes this game and this team fun to play against, because you know sometimes you go and you can get a big play or two because, you know, if you catch them in something, they're a little bit vulnerable, but you don't see them as a real vulnerable team. You've got to go out and you've got to execute, and to execute it takes everyone.
It is a great matchup. Number 10, Wisconsin, going up against number 19, Northwestern. Wisconsin coming off that big win over Michigan. They are 2-0, and they are 10th ranked, and their head coach is Paul Chryst. Paul, it is so good to have you back. It's always good to talk Badger football on this program. I appreciate you. Thank you very much, and good luck this weekend.
Jim, thanks so much, and great being on.
Great talking to you, Paul, always. And again, in the way of disclosure, we do have a son at the University of Wisconsin. And we are landowners in northern Wisconsin. I am a resident now of Wisconsin, so I cannot root.
You sound like a homer.
Man, they laid an ass kicking on Michigan, didn't they?